Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Chaf Hei. We are up to Sif Yud Daled, the third to last line on page Kuf Samech. We're about to turn on to page 320. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Daled, Osa Eino Yehudi B'Shabbos Aron Okever La'atzmo. If a goy made on Shabbos an aron, a coffin, or a kever, or a grave for himself, mutter li Yisrael li kaverbo, it is permissible for a Yisrael to be buried there. V'maso b'shvil Yisrael, but if this was made, either the aron or the kever was made for a Yisrael, lo yikaverbo olamis, so then a Yisrael cannot be buried there forever. Now normally we say that it's k'dei she'yasu after Shabbos. Here we see the halacha is that it's not allowed for a Jew to be buried there forever, and we'll see exactly why that is shortly in the Mishabura. V'davka sha'kever b'farhesya v'ha'aron agabov. Specifically, if the kever is in public area, and the aron is on it, so it's also in a public area, sha'kol yodim shenase l'ploni Yisrael, where everyone knows that this aron or kever is made for this Yisrael. Aval imhu b'tzina, but if it was made b'tzina, so then it would be mutter for a Jew to be buried there after Shabbos, the time you wait to do the malacha b'chdei she'asu. V'afilu kashu b'farhesya, and even when it's b'farhesya, eino aser ela la'osa Yisrael shenase b'shvilo, it's only aser for the Yisrael that it was made for. Aval Yisrael acher mutter, but for another Yisrael it's permissible. V'hu sheyamtim b'chdei she'asu, but that other person, he would have to wait till k'dei she'asu to have that be used for him. Says the Mishabura Sevkotan Ayin Gimel Olamis. So again, a kever or an aron that was made on Shabbos by a guy for a Yisrael, it's aser forever. And even though any malacha that's done for a Yisrael on Shabbos by a guy is only aser till after Shabbos Chedesh Yasa, Hachodu Milsa de Farhesya. Here, since it is in public view, Kidla Kameh, like the Mechaber says afterwards, Hechmiru Bo Chachom. The Chachamim were more machmir. The Hu Hadin Bechol Mili De Farhesya Shenase Bishvil Yisrael Osir Lo Olamis. And then the Mishabur adds on from the Magen Avraham B'Shem the Rambam that this is not only true about a kever or an aron, but it's true also with anything else that's done in public view for a Yisrael by a goy on Shabbos will be osir forever. Aval midivri ha-taz b'shem haran mashma. However, the taz b'shem the ran is mashma. The dafka hocha chmiru chachamim le'asir olamis. It's dafka this case that Chazal will machmir to asir forever. Mishum sheginai hu Yisrael sheyikover b'kever mefursum sheneschal bo Shabbos b'shvilo. It's a disgrace for Yisrael to be buried in a kever that's publicly known that there was a chilul Shabbos on behalf of him, and that's why specifically in this case of a kever or an aron, it's going to be aser. Aval b'shar malachos, but when it comes to other malachos, b'chol gavni einu aser rak b'chdei she'asa, even if it was done publicly. But another malacha is only going to be aser b'chdei she'asa according to the taz b'shem the ran. V'ayin sov simin tofreish tamach dalid u'kedivrei haran matzasi od b'kama rishonim, and like the ran I found in various rishonim v'alkein ein lahachmir beis atzorach, and therefore in a time of need one does not have to be machmir to aser it forever. So we have here a major machlokas, the Magen Avraham b'shem the Rambam, and the Taz b'shem the Ran. Is this halach of the Mechaber that says that a kever or an aron that was made by a goy for a Yisrael on Shabbos, that it's usher for that Yisrael forever, is that true about any malacha that was done before Hestia, that it's usher forever? Or is that specifically over here because it's a specific bizayon to be buried in a kever that was dug for a Yisrael on Shabbos by a goy, but anything else, even if it was done, the Farhesya would not be aser forever, would only be aser b'chdei she'asa. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sifkatan Ayin Dalet. The Mechaber then said that even if it's b'farhesya, it's only aser for that Yisrael that it was made for. Aval Yisrael acher mutter v'hu yeshayamtem b'chdei she'asu, but for any other Yisrael, you only have to wait till after Shabbos b'chdei she'asu. Says the Chafetz Chaim, v'af agavde la'acher lo shayach l'migzer shema yomer le'enu Yehudi b'Shabbos la'asos k'dei she'yia mucha l'mosi Shabbos. We learned earlier that there are two reasons why it's aser l'fi the Rishonim to benefit from a malacha done by a goy on Shabbos for Yisrael. Number one is that we don't want you to benefit from a malacha that was done on Shabbos. Number two is we're worried if you're allowed to use it, you might come to tell a guy to do something for you, and therefore you have to wait b'chdei shiyasu. So of course, the first reason would apply here, just like any other case, whether it's for himself or it's for acher. If we don't want you to benefit from malacha, so we don't want you to benefit from malacha, so it should be asu b'chdei shiyasu in all cases. But when it comes to someone else, the second reason wouldn't really apply. So if I'm doing it for myself, so then if I'm allowed to use the malacha the guy did for me, so I might ask him to do the malacha next time so it's ready for me right after Shabbos. It's faster than me doing it myself, so I have to wait b'chlei shiyasu. But if it's being done on behalf of someone else, we're not worried that a person is going to sin on behalf of someone else. Ain adam chotei v'lo lo. So we don't really have that gzeira. So says the Mishabura, the afagad, even though de la acher, when it comes to a case of acher, which we're discussing over here, lo shayach le migzer, it's not applicable to make the gzeira that Shema Yomer Le'inu Yehudi b'Shabbos, that you might tell a guy on Shabbos lasos to do a mulacha for someone else, k'dei she'a mucha l'motzei Shabbos, so it should be ready for him on motzei Shabbos. So therefore, lefi that shita, there's not really mukham for the gzeira. Mikol mukham lo chilku b'adavar. Still, they were not machalik in this matter. Shenasa bo mulacha gemura b'shvil Yisrael. That if a mulacha gemura was done b'shvil Yisrael, it's going to be usher till after Shabbos with Eshayasu. Vidai, you should know the b'chol ha-melachos shenases b'shvil Yisrael. By all melachos that are done for Yisrael, the amrinan the tzarach shiamtim b'chdei Eshayasu, where we say the din is you have to wait till after Shabbos b'chdei Eshayasu. Afilu im omer lo le'eno Yehudi shiasa avuro. This is even if you told the guy to do it for you. After avat yisura b'zeh, even though by telling the guy to do it, you are over an iser. Afilu hachi ein tzarach lahamtim b'motzei Shabbos rak akdei Eshayasu mishum shul Yohanan. Still, the Isser of this item is only going to be the time it takes to do the Isser after Shabbos and not any longer. So it's not only if the guy did it by himself for Yisrael, but even if Yisrael asked him, we don't make any kind of greater knas. It's just going to be Isser after Shabbos for Yisrael, and then it becomes Mutter. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Tesvav. Einu Yehudi Shehevi B'Shabbos Chalilin. A guy who brought on Shabbos Chalilin. What's Chalilin? Pirish. Klei Nigun Chalulin. It's a musical instrument that is hollow. Shekolam Ma'or HaBechi. That its noise inspires crying. And it's used for Hespedim. So a guy that brings on Shabbos Chalilin Lispod Behen Yisrael to be used for a Hesped of Yisrael. Lo Yispod Behem Lohu V'lo Achirim. It should not be used for a Hesped, not the one who was brought for, not for anyone else. Ad Shiyamtin La'erev B'chdei Shiavo Mimokum Karov, until they wait the time after Shabbos that the item would have been able to be brought from a close place. But if you know for sure where it was brought from on Shabbos, so then Yamtin La'erev K'dei Shiavo Me Oso Mokum, then you wait after Shabbos the time it would have taken to bring it from that place. Then it becomes mutter, both to the one it was brought for and to anybody else. But this is all discussing when it was brought through a Rishus HaRabim, that's when we're machmir. If it was only brought, the Chalilim only brought through a Carmelis, since in that case, an Issa Daraisa was not done, then we don't have to wait the time it would have taken to bring it. It's going to be mutter after Shabbos right away. Says the Mishabura in Sivkotan Ayin Hey. So again, the Mechaber started off and said, in any Yehudi that brought the Chalilim on Shabbos to be used as a Hesped, so it can't be used not for him and not for anyone else until after Shabbos, B'chdei Shavo Mimokum Karov. Says the Mishabura Shehevi B'Shabbos. Mayri Shevia Michutz LaTchum. We're discussing over here where the Chalilim were brought from outside the Tchum. V'gam Hoya Derech Rishus HaRabim. And it was also brought through a Derech Rishus HaRabim, Shanasa Isra Teira. That an Isra Daraisa was done to be brought here for the Israel. If it wasn't brought through a Rishus HaRabim, then it would be mutter for others after Shabbos right away, because Tchumen would only be the Rabbanim. So only because you have this Daraisa, that it was brought through the Rishus HaRabim, that's why it's going to be usher for everyone till after Shabbos v'chlei shiyasu. Sivkotan ayin vav mimakum karov. So he said you have to wait till it would have been brought from a makum karov. The haynu michos latchum, that just means from the closest place outside the tchum. Ve'im hevion derech sratya gedolah shum mefursim, if it was brought from a great big open area that's publicized, Osir lo olamis, then it's osir forever. Kemosha kasa sif yudal lagabi arum v'kever. Like we said in sif yudal lagabi the arum v'kever, we had there a machlokas. Is it only things that have to do with burial, or is it anything that was done publicly? So it sounds here that it's going on a case where everything that's done publicly is going to be a problem forever, because this is not something that the Yisrael is being buried in. Some say no, really, even though he's not being buried in the chalilim, but lamais is being used for something to do with the misa. So that's in the same category as the kever and the arum, and it's specifically these three things or similar items that are used for mason. That's going to be in a different category. That's going to be usher forever, while other things that are done publicly that we saw there, according to the sheet of the Taz, Rishen Duran, would be mutter after Shabbos Budeshi Yosu. Says the Mishnah Buravaitis of Katan Ayin Zayin. The Mechaber said, if you know for sure it was brought from a specific place, so then you have to wait the time that it could have been brought from that place after Shabbos. Bein lahach, Mir Zakta Mishnah Bura, whether the place that you know it's from is more machmir, it's further away. Ukigonshu harbe yosim ritchum, meaning it's much further away from the edge of the tchum. Ubein lahakel, or whether it's been lenient. Kigonshu besocha tchum, that it was brought from within the tchum. Umachma shevia and derach rishis harabim. And the problem was only that it was brought through the Rishon HaRabim. Then you only have to wait after Shabbos for the time it could have been brought from that place, whether it be further away or whether it be closer away. So you should not benefit from the Malacha on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitos of Katan Ayin Ches, Yamtin L'Erev Kedei. We said you should wait after Shabbos Kedei that it can be brought from that place. But Salomar means to say, Afilu hu davar ha-matsui b'malkom karov. Even if it's an item that's found in a close place, Keivan Sheba Atam Merachok, since it was brought now from the faraway place, Tzorech Lahamtin B'chdei Sheyavo Mimokom Sheba. You have to wait the time it would have taken to bring the item from where it was brought. The fact that it could have been gotten from a closer place, like we learned earlier, does not help you to limit the time. And then the Mechaber said at the end of the Sif that this is all true when it was brought Derech Rishis HaRabim. If it was only brought Derech Carmelis, since it's only a Derabbanan, you only have to wait Kedei Sheyasu Ein Tzar Lahantan Kedei Sheyavu Elu Mutarim La'erv Miyad. You would not even have to wait Kedei Sheyasu Uri Mutar for others right after Shabbos, because it was only the Rabbanan. Says the Mishnah Berurah Ayin Tes, Koy Atoch HaTchum. This is going on when it was brought inside the Tchum. Lekach Mutter Keshevi Andera Karmelis. That's why it is mutter when it was brought there, Karmelis, afilu lo, even for him, la'erev miyad, in the evening right away. Because if it was from outside the tchum, afilu derech karmelis hayo aser lo bechdeshi aviu, then even if it was only brought through a karmelis, it would be aser the amount of time it would take to have brought it. V'la'acherim miyadim, for others will be mutter right away. Kimosha sasam l'kamam besimit tovkuf tezvav sivhei. V'aft al karmelis yesh gamkein iser derabonam. Why are we saying that if it wasn't from outside the tchum, mitzah the karmelis will be mutter right away? A karmelis also has an iser derabonam. Kimo al tchumen, just like tchumen. Mikom akum mekilu bo, still it will make it all about a karmelis. Mishum she'enu misana kokal ba'avos, ha'enu yehudi mitoch ha'tchum. Because you're not benefiting so much from what the goy brings you within the tchum, even from a karmelis. Because if it's outside the Tchum, the Yisrael couldn't even get there on Shabbos, so you'd have to wait till the Shabbos to go and to return. But if it's within the Tchum, it's only a problem of Carmelis, so then the Yisrael could have walked there, and he would only have to wait for the return trip, so it would be a much shorter trip, and therefore there is less Hana that you got from the Goy, and therefore we are more lenient if it was only a Derabbanan of a Carmelis, rather than a Derabbanan of Tchum. Says the Mechaber Vaitesir Tezvov, Safek imhuvu michutz la'tchum o mitoch ha'tchum. You're not sure if the item was brought from outside the tchum or from within the tchum by the goy. Choshishin shema michutz la'tchum huva'u. You have to be concerned that maybe it was brought from outside the tchum. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Pei, Safek imhuvu v'gam kan sheichi hani tanoim shenuskru b'siftes. Here also it is applicable all the conditions that we stipulated in siftes, that if it could have been brought, you're not sure if it was brought from here or from there, depending if he has a house here, a house there, maybe two houses. We discussed that over there in Siftes. Whatever we discussed over there applies over here as well. Sifkot and Pe'al of Choshish and Shema, we are concerned that maybe it was brought from outside the Tchum. The Al Kain, and therefore it's Sarok Amkain Lahamtin Ba'erev Kadesh Yavio Michus Tchum. We'd have to wait after Shabbos, the time it would take to bring it from outside the Tchum, because again, we have to assume it was in fact brought from outside the Tchum, even though it was a Safek. And that concludes Simon Shin Chafei. And Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we will begin the new Simon Shin Chavav, which is Dinei Rechitza B'Shabbos.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maamar Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.